Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with a new sidekick today. One of the highlights of my career, the King, joins 360. Mr. Howard Eskin, welcome to the show.
Why wouldn't it be a highlight?
Well, and your usual humble self. I'm glad to see.
I'm just kidding.
Howard, how are you feeling about this game?
You know, I loved the Eagles last week against Minnesota, but I don't love them as much. But when I look at the history, and sometimes history does play into it, the Eagles have won there the last three times, three different quarterbacks. So what a great storyline if it happens. Four straight times with four different quarterbacks. But I don't think that stadium, AT&T Stadium, is that much of a home advantage.
Right.
I think it's too big. The noise doesn't help the home team as much. So I like the Eagles. I don't love them, but I like the Eagles this week.
And as we've talked about all week here, the Eagles must get off to a quick start. Can't come from behind against a team that dominates at the line of scrimmage as the Cowboys do. Doug Peterson meeting the media for the final time this week on this Friday. He updated the injury situation, talked about the Cowboys and the Eagles. A rivalry continues. Here's our 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Today was the final day of media availability here at the NovaCare Complex ahead of Sunday night's matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. Today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who gave one final injury update, saying that linebacker Kamu Grugier-Hill is out for Sunday's game, as is defensive tackle Benny Logan, as he continues to deal with a groin injury. Peterson, though, did say that Bo Allen filled in nicely for Logan last week.
With his right hamstring, he'll actually he'll be out, be ruled out of this football game. Just want to update you, too, on Ron Brooks. He has surgery to repair his right quad tendon. Dr. Pete DeLuca, team physician, did the surgery and spoke to him this morning, Ron, and he's in great spirits and doing well. Benny Logan, left groin, he's actually doing better, but will be ruled out of this football game. Bo played good. You know, he's a guy that gives you great effort every time he's in there. Obviously, the fumble recovery was big for us there. But, yeah, Bo's consistent. He's solid. Just fortunate to have him be one of our tackles.
It's somewhat hard to believe, but there have only been two kickoff return touchdowns in the NFL this season, and they have both come from Eagles players in back-to-back weeks, as Wendell Smallwood returned to kick against Washington, and then Josh Huff followed that up the last time out against the Minnesota Vikings. And when talking to Huff, he says that it's a friendly competition at the kick returner spot.
I mean, Smallwood, he's a great guy, great returner, and we're always competing against one another. And when he took the kickoff return back to the house against Washington, I was just like, okay, I gotta make something happen. And later on in that game, I tried to make something happen, but unfortunately, it wasn't there. And my guys did a great job this past weekend allowing me to get going and get an open field.
Well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Our game day coverage on Sunday starts at 7:30, 1 hour prior to kickoff, with the kickoff show presented by Exalta. We'll also be live at halftime and then again after the game with our post-game show presented by Rico. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.
Thanks so much, Alex. You know, Howard, we expected it, and he didn't play last week. But now that Benny Logan's out against this run-heavy Dallas Cowboys team, it is a loss for the Eagles up front.
It's a loss because you know it's going to be a tough physical game. You hope the Cowboys don't have a lot of offensive plays, but if they do, then the rotation isn't as good. That's, I think, the real problem. There's no question that Benny Logan's better than Bo Allen. But Bo Allen has done a nice job. Vinnie Curry is part of the rotation. Obviously, I like him better at defensive end than at the tackle position. But that's the issue because of Benny Logan. But the way it sounds from Doug Peterson, it looks like he could play the next week against the Giants, but they got to worry about this week. Hey, listen, if they get a lot of three and outs for the Cowboys, then you don't have to worry about all that.
And I thought I'd never say this, but Taylor Hart, who didn't practice today, expected to play on Sunday night, could be a key part of the Eagles' defensive line rotation. You got to keep fresh, got to be deep up front against the Cowboys team that leads the NFL in time of possession. We've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360. Howard and I will talk about some key matchups in just a bit here, but when we return, we go behind enemy lines. Chris McPherson talking to the Dallas Cowboys directly They're 5-1. They're in first place. They're rested. They are ready for the Eagles on Sunday night.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Howard Eskin in the co-host chair. We've got a Behind Enemy Lines segment here. The Eagles.
The train. I love. I am.
You like
train.
That? You like the way I'm doing
it's
this
like
thing?
The engineer.
Well, I'm going to run it right off the rails here. Chris McPherson, Behind Enemy Lines.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade. Hey, it's Eagles Cowboys. First place in the NFC East is on the line. Oh, by the way, it's also on Sunday Night Football. And to preview the matchup, let's welcome in David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. Now, David, look. We've seen a great rookie quarterback thus far here in Philadelphia in Carson Wentz. The Cowboys are off to a 5-1 start with Dak Prescott leading the way. So, David, what I want to ask you is, what has been the biggest surprise about Prescott's development to this point?
Probably have to say just how quickly it happened. I mean, you know, the Eagles at least drafted Carson Wentz with the intention of him being the starter pretty quickly. I mean, he was 2 overall. That's kind of what you expect. Prescott was a 4th-round pick. He was the 3rd-string developmental guy. You know, people around Dallas kind of said, yeah, you know, he might be pretty good one day, but not 1 month into his career, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, Kellen Moore broke his leg and moved him up to the backup job. Tony Romo hurt his back and moved him up to the starter's role. I remember watching training camp practices where this guy, he didn't look good at all. He took forever to get the ball out. He made bad reads. He dropped snaps, all those types of rookie mistakes, and then the lights came on, and he looks like a beast. I honestly struggle to describe how exactly it happened, because my expectations in early August compared to where they are now are night and day.
David, the Eagles had the number 2 pick, but the Cowboys did have the number 4 overall selection, and with that selection, they picked Ezekiel Elliott, the running back out of Ohio State. Now, in the last 4 games, he's rushed for at least 130 yards or more, and he leads the league overall in rushing. So, David, in your estimation, when did the light go on for Elliott? Was it just a matter of getting adjusted to the NFL, or did the Cowboys tweak the scheme to fit Elliott's skill set?
Well, I think the beauty of picking Zeke 4th overall is that the team was kind of tailor-made for him when he got here. I mean, the line was there. The blocking scheme suits his skill set really well. And it was honestly, it was surprising to see how much he struggled in those first 2 games. He couldn't find running room against the Giants, and he had fumble problems in week 2 against the Redskins. And, yeah, I think you could say the light kind of clicked, because I don't think the Cowboys started doing anything different. I think he just realized that he had to be more patient. He had to read his keys, wait for things to develop, let the line kind of handle their part of the equation. And really, ever since that week 3 game against the Bears, he has looked every bit the guy they thought they were getting. I mean, he's averaging 143 yards per game. Over the last month, he went up to Green Bay against the number 1 rush defense in the league and ran for 160 yards.
David, Dez Bryant, wide receiver, has been a thorn in the Eagles' side for many years, is set to return after missing 3 games with a knee injury. What will his return bring to the Cowboys offense, which has already been prolific to this point in the season?
You know, honestly, and this sounds bad because Dez is an all-pro, and, you know, we've seen what he can do against the Eagles in the past. I don't expect the offense to look that much different with him in the lineup. I think they're still going to do the same thing. Dak Prescott, for a rookie, is incredibly good at spreading the ball around to the mismatch, to the guy who's open. You know, he's been fantastic at getting the ball to Cole Beasley in the slot. The thing that I think Dez does is he just gives you, A, he gives you a red zone mismatch, and B, he gives you a guy that can go up and get the ball. He's going to take advantage of one-on-one coverage, as we've seen. You know, people here in Dallas love to talk about that 2014 game in Philly against Bradley Fletcher. He can do that for you. He can win those one-on-one matchups. He is a red zone threat. I think the guys behind him have been good in his absence, Terrence Williams, Bryce Butler, but they don't have that, you know, almost tight end-like ability to go up and box out like Dez does.
David, there are no star names on the Cowboys' defense. It seems like that they're getting it done at all three levels, though, with consistency, sure tackling. You know, they're ranked at the top of many statistical categories or near the top, even though they've had a number of suspensions come their way this season. What has been the secret to keeping that Cowboys' defense together to complement what Dallas is doing on offense?
You know, I wish I had a better answer for you. It's a mystery. It's a great mystery for the Cowboys to have, and you got to give a lot of credit to Rod Marinelli, because this team didn't focus so much on defense in the offseason. They didn't make any splashy free agency acquisitions. They brought back Morris Claiborne, which wasn't seen as a super great move. He's had an up-and-down career. They signed Benson Mayowa, who's a guy mostly no one had ever heard of. They brought in Cedric Thorne from Philly, and he's not even really in the starting rotation right now. So you look at this cast of defenders and you kind of think, oh man, the offense is going to have its work cut out for it. But every week, you know, they give up yards. They gave up, you know, 360 passing yards to the Redskins. They give up rushing yards. But the thing is like you said, they don't allow teams in the end zone. They're only allowing 17 or 18 points per game on average. They force teams to settle for field goals, or better yet, they pick teams off, which is something they were terrible at doing last year. They already have 9 takeaways on the year when they only managed 11 all of last season when they went 4-12. So it's honestly kind of stunning, because we watched basically the same defense struggle all of last year. But when you have a very efficient, very powerful offense on the other side of the ball that's able to not only give you a rest but also give you points to kind of give you a cushion and make sure you're not playing from behind, I think it pays dividends, and we've seen that so far this year for sure.
David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, thanks so much, guys. A little peek into the world of the Dallas Cowboys. When we return to Eagles 360, Howard and I will talk about some key matchups, and there are many of them for Sunday night.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dave Spadaro and Howard Eskin, Eagles 360. A reminder that we have you fully covered on Sunday night from AT&T Stadium and from the NovaCare Complex. So tune in. Our kickoff show, our postgame show, everything you want from the Cowboys-Eagles game. And Howard likes the Eagles, doesn't love them.
I like them because I think if they are anything near close to what they were last week defensively, then it changes the whole scheme of things. We'll see how good Dak Prescott really is. And I know you're going to talk about the quarterbacks, but that's what I want to see. You stop the run, then the play action's not as effective. And then Dak Prescott now has to be the player that everybody's talked about. And now it's a whole different situation for him. So I do like the Eagles because I think these guys, I get a feeling that they understand and they know what they have to do. And they're not going to let the Washington and the Detroit, half of the Detroit game, be a part of their game again.
You talked about the defense. Very important part of this game. We go into our key matchups here. And Howard, your matchup is on the defensive side of the football. And it's huge.
Yeah, I don't worry about the tight end. I mean, what, 3 years ago, Witten used to be a factor. But now, Cole Beasley, and I don't get it. This guy just destroys people. And obviously, he's had success against the Eagles. And now, with the injury to Brooks, you have a depth issue. So who is going to play him in the slot? Is it going to be Malcolm Jenkins? And I think they're going to use both Jenkins and Mills. That's the matchup that I worry about. And if they are effective there and you take that weapon away from Dak Prescott, I think it changes the whole complexion of the game. And then you could be in a third and long situations, which changed the whole scheme of things. And now it changes what the Cowboys have to do. But I think that's my key matchup. How you defend Cole Beasley in the slot, how much it's going to be Jenkins, how much it's going to be Mills. We still can't forget, Mills has played well at times. He's still a rookie, so you have to worry about that.
And both Mills and Jenkins have bigger bodies against a smaller Cole Beasley, who's Wes Welker-like, so quick in and out of his cuts and in the slot. Really tough matchup for the Eagles. I agree, that's a big one.
Yeah.
We talk about all you want about Ezekiel Elliott. That's a team effort. Right. In the slot, it's more of an individual effort, and it's a big loss losing Ron Brooks.
And if you have to put Jenkins in the slot because Mills doesn't do as good a job, you lose one of the best safety tandems in football, because I'd rather have Malcolm in the safety spot in that combination with those two guys.
But I do like Jalen Watkins and the progress that he has made at safety. Yeah. So my key matchup, I mean, like, I can't ignore it. Quarterback, it's Carson Wentz, it's Dak Prescott, and whether you want to ignore it or not or embrace it, the fact is that the spotlight is on both of them. You want to see how they react. Now, we have not seen Carson Wentz flinch a bit this season. He's made some bad throws. He's had some turnovers. He's made some mistakes with recognition. He's missed some open receivers, but he's bounced back from it. Witness last week against the Minnesota Vikings. In this game, I think Carson Wentz has to score points so that the Eagles can keep pace with the Dallas Cowboys offense that is so proficient. So I do look for Carson versus Dak. The beginning, Howard, I believe, of a really great rivalry.
I'm just disappointed that Romo's not going to play and Jerry Jones and foul it all. No, it would be better for the Eagles because they break him in pieces. So that's my disappointment. Why couldn't he be ready and then Jerry Jones interfere with things and screw up everything like he always does in Dallas?
Well, hey, it's early in Tony Romo's comeback. He's throwing. He's a headline story. You can only hope that infiltrates the Dallas Cowboys locker room, especially if Dak Prescott has a bad game on Sunday night.
Yep.
You will hear the drum beating for Tony Romo. All right, good stuff there on the matchups. More to get to here on Eagles 360 when we return. Stats only. We go inside the numbers for the big matchup on Sunday night. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Amorosos. Get ready to roll into a suite with Amorosos. Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles versus Washington game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's get him the water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Football, a game of matchups, of course. X's and O's, no doubt, but also a game of numbers. Dave Spadaro, Howard Eskin. We turn now to our stats-only segment, and we take a look at the defensive line, the performance last week against the Minnesota Vikings dominating, particularly number 55, Brandon Graham.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only, where every week we tell you the numbers that matter the most. And as we look back at the Eagles' win over the Minnesota Vikings, we'll begin today with a look at just how effective the Eagles' pass rush was against a familiar face at Lincoln Financial Field. Former Eagle Sam Bradford entered Sunday's game with no turnovers in Minnesota's first five games, but that all changed against his former team as the Birds got to him for six sacks, 12 official QB hits, one interception, and four forced fumbles. The Eagles got after Bradford all afternoon, and he basically had no time in the pocket to go through his progressions. On his 47 dropbacks, Bradford had an average of just 2.38 seconds from snap to when the ball had to be out of his hands. On the six plays when he was sacked, Bradford had an average of just 2.83 seconds in the pocket between snap and contact. Bradford held the ball for 3 seconds or more just five times throughout the game. Meanwhile, there were 13 plays in which Bradford got the ball out of his hands in less than 2 seconds. Bradford hit on a number of quick design passes, but the Eagles defense never gave him time to look down the field. One of the biggest reasons why Bradford was under duress throughout Sunday's game was the tremendous performance by defensive end Brandon Graham. And while Graham has played well all season long, on Sunday, he took things to another level. Graham has been doing the dirty work in the trenches for the Eagles, but what may go unnoticed is how his pursuit of the ball has helped bring the Eagles defense towards the top of most league rankings. Over the past 4 weeks, no Eagles defensive end has covered more ground than Graham. In Sunday's game alone, Graham covered 841.87 yards in total coverage. Graham's stats show that a little hustle can go a long way. And finally, let's close things out by looking at the special teams play that put the Eagles up for good in Sunday's game and how the Eagles' team speed made the difference on Sunday. Josh Huff's 98-yard return was the second Eagles kickoff return TD in as many weeks, marking the first time in franchise history that the Eagles have ran back two kicks in 2 weeks. Huff traveled a total of 111 yards on the play, and his max speed of 21.21 miles per hour was the fastest speed by any returner in the NFL during week 7 play. Huff was the fastest Eagle on the day, but 9 different players wearing all black reached a top speed over 20 miles per hour on the afternoon. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you so much, Alex. Howard, we go back to the defensive line. We talk about Brandon Graham. We know that the challenge is a mighty one this week.
He has been playing like the last week. He was a monster. He was so good, and he's so quick. And the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, we know, is really, really good and terrific. But speed kills, and he's got such speed off the edge, and he's so. I mean, they talk about this motor. I don't like motor. He just doesn't stop. You can refer to it as his motor never stops. He goes so hard to get done what he has to get done. And if he, again, you look at the way the Eagles played last week on that defensive line and the defense, if he's 80% of that player last week, he is going to really change a lot of things for the Eagles.
Do you get the sense that, as in years past, this week where the defensive line has heard all about this great Dallas offensive line, that it has agitated them and that they are going to be playing at a remarkably high energy level on Sunday night?
I think that's one of the factors, but because it's the Cowboys and it's Sunday night football and you have all those things involved, and now the Eagles are back on the right path and they can catch the Dallas Cowboys, it's early to start looking at who's going to win the division. I get all that. But when you look at all that and all those factors in the offensive line, and though I'm sure there'll be some chatter between both sides on the offensive and defensive line, I think it really is a challenge. And that's what I think Jim Schwartz does. You got to challenge players a lot of times. And I think Jim Schwartz, of all things, he has done a great job. You can complain about certain games, but I think the way he challenges these guys gets them going. And they have the kind of players, when I look at all those players there and in the linebacker situation, he challenged these guys, and I think that's part of it. Their offensive line, which they've heard so much about, the Cowboys, which they've heard so much about, now it's the Eagles' chance to kind of change all that thinking and to move forward. And it would be a gigantic win, and the players recognize that. And I think if you're not up for this game, you might as well just give back the money and hand
them
the paycheck.
For sure. Great stuff. All right, we've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360. It's Dallas week, so let's take a look at the week in review when we return on Eagles 360. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Eagles Win, You Win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive nonstop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back for our final segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Howard Eskin, who will be my co-host on Fridays for the remainder of this regular season, postseason, and Super Bowl run.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about things. A week in review here presented by Bud Light. The Eagles coming off the big win over Minnesota, getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys.
He has the football, stripped free, and the Eagles have recovered it.
He is firing, and it is intercepted.
He's hit. They've got him. Oh. It's short. They held.
You just got to believe. You got to eliminate the penalties, eliminate some of the mistakes, and you can see just how good you can be.
We knew it was going to be a defensive battle. We knew we were going to have to be patient and go blow for blow with that team, and we answered the bell.
We got back to the basics, man, and we went to play the field of the football game.
When we do what we do, we see the results.
We've got to continue to improve, continue to get better, and stack another one upon this one.
It's Dallas week. I mean, is there anything else to say?
Their offense runs through that run game.
Anytime you have a running back that, after contact, still getting yards, it makes it very dangerous.
He's got the physicality to run through arm tackles and finish runs.
Cannot defensive line be better than the offensive line?
I want to see these guys play mad. I want to see them play angry.
Emotions are always higher in this game.
I know how much this means to the city, how much it means to these fans.
We just got
to
come out on Sunday night and set the tone early.
I just want their best because they're going to get our best.
We embrace all of the hype that it's the Cowboys, it's on the road, it's the division.
Eagles, Cowboys, we hate them, they hate us. Should be fun on Sunday night. A reminder that we've got you covered all the way from Philadelphia to Dallas, to specifically Arlington, Texas on Sunday. Our pregame show presented by the Exalta Group. They are presenting the Exalta Tunnel Club, which is a fascinating and fabulous place for the premium seat holders at Lincoln Financial Field. That begins at 7:30. We've got the postgame show presented by Rico immediately after the Eagles and the Cowboys game on Sunday night. Howard, I believe that the key to the game, we go through all the matchups and everything. Eagles need to get out early, get this offense going, put the Cowboys in a bit of a hole.
Yeah, and they'll still run the ball at that time, but I'm going to go probably a little too deep right here. I'd like to see the Eagles win the toss. I'd like to see them defer, as they do most of the time now, most teams defer, and let the Cowboys get the ball first offensively. And then if the Eagles get a three and out, I think it changes the thinking of what the Cowboys think they can do if they get a three and out, and it certainly helps the defense. It gives the offense some juice and some energy to go out there. They just held them. You would hope that the Eagles get good field position after the change of possession. So that's how deep I'm going. I look at that, and I'm hoping the Eagles win so I can see all those things play out. And if it plays out that way, I think the Eagles start off with the advantage.
Yeah, and I wonder, this crowd, now this should be as rabid as it gets in Dallas, which is not anything close to what it is in Lincoln Financial Field. If you can do that, you might be able to take the crowd out of the game really early.
And this is the way I look at that stadium. And the reason the Cowboys, they really don't have a good home record, because that stadium is just so big. I don't think the noise is the same way it is in other stadiums, especially in Philadelphia. And I think they lose some of the advantage. And they'll scream and yell, but you won't hear them because they're so far. They're like in the next county.
It's cavernous.
Yes.
It's three times the footprint of Lincoln Financial Field.
And they're watching the big screen.
Right.
So they really, it's like they're watching TV, and I don't know if they get into it as much because they get caught up on watching that big screen.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Howard Eskin, Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.